7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
No, no, go back behind the cloud. Okay, it's time to do this. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that does, of course, mean it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. We've got a weather window, so we gotta go outside. We gotta keep it safe, we gotta keep it smart. So where are we? We're down at the creek. As I begin to walk in here, I'm noticing that things are starting to leaf up. Starting to get little leaves, starting to get little pink-purple leaves on this little tree over here. Starting to get little green leaves over there. Starting to get little white flowers growing on some of these bushes. And I'm heading under the canopy. There's no canopy yet. There's no big leaves. It's just, you know, whatever. We've got a lot of bird chatter today. Are there owls out? I see a couple people out on the golf course. I see sprinklers on the golf course. Didn't know that there were sprinklers on the golf course. All right, so let's get everybody up to speed. We've got a weather window. We've got a weather window, and we have to take advantage of it. So it's about 22 degrees. There's a light breeze. It was dead still at my house, but you know, that's my house. And it's overcast, mostly. The sun peeked out there for a second as I was starting this up, but it has gone back behind a cloud. Weather here has been terrible lately. And it's gonna get hot again today, but it might rain later. So things are strange right now, weather-wise. It's, you know, tolerable to be outside, but something's coming. Something's coming. So I'm walking up to the edge of the creek, looking down into the water, looking for golf balls. And what do I see? Well, there's a couple of white golf balls here and there. And then there is, of course, the yellow golf ball that we left down here a couple days ago, still in the same spot. That orange golf ball is a little bit more visible now. The one that's slightly out of reach across the water. Kind of want to go down there and get it, but now my knee's being weird again. Oh, wait, and now it's fine again. Okay, that's... That's a thing we can do. So I'm actually going to get... No, there's that blue label again that I keep thinking is a golf ball. No. Yeah, so along with the heat came some mild sickness for me yesterday. Had the siesta, kind of messed me up a little bit, but yeah, I'm good enough. And I went to bed kind of late last night, but I slept pretty good for 3 hours. And then I went back to sleep, slept pretty good for another 3 hours, but I had a horrible, horrible nightmare of some kind. I can't even remember what it's all about. I'm 1 meter away from that orange golf ball, and I just can't grab it. And I don't need it, so what am I even worried about? Let's jump over the creek here. I guess we don't need to. We could just walk up the bank over here. Let's get up back up on the bank and walk upstream, see if we can see anything interesting. Yeah, so I had this weird sort of like nightmare where it was like, I'm stuck on a bush. What the hell kind of plant is this? This plant is trying to kill me. I win. I defeated the plant. Defeated the plant without any unnecessary loss of plant life. I see more white golf balls on the opposite bank. Having this weird nightmare, something about, I was in my old car, but I couldn't get out somehow. Ow. And I woke up and my knee hurt really, really bad. And I was like, oh my God, I can't do anything. I'm super broken now. And I got up and I was moving around and it hurt so bad. And then I went up to the kitchen to make my tea and my waffles. And by the time I was done eating my waffles, my knee didn't hurt anymore. So I thought, okay, that was weird. I must have just slept on it funny. Yeah, because sometimes I twist around and I sleep in some bizarre positions. And if I sleep in these bizarre positions, something ends up being painful. All right. There's a lot of bird chatter. What is going on? Are there some owls around? I'm approaching that little hole where we saw that Mati. I do not see any Mati in the hole right now. No, I don't. See, we got a lot of birds talking. We got a lot of birds signaling. I see some squirrels running around being crazy. Now, are these birds being yappy just because they're having fun? That crazy squirrel that ran down here now saw me and he's like, whoa, hey, hi, hi, squirrely. Yeah, look at these guys. They're going to play chase. Yeah, go get him. Go get him. All right, so I'm looking up into the trees, trying to see if all these birds are talking about an owl. Looking into the golf course trees. Really yappy birds today. Are they just yapping at each other? Or is there an actual problem? Well, I'm looking around for the problem. And now it's kind of gotten quiet again. Okay. Yeah. So on that note, I think I'm going to turn around. Okay, more jabber over there. Blue jays, it sounds like. All right. Oh. Yeah, I think my knee is good. I think I just need to get outside and walk around and do stuff. Now I'm trying to remember what it was I was going to tell you. What was the important thing that I did yesterday? What was the cool thing that I did last night? Yeah. I don't know. Yesterday was kind of unproductive. Can you hear these guys? Ranch, ranch, ranch. I can see the noisemakers. I just can't see what they're making noise about. Jeez, shut up. Yeah, I got really hot yesterday. Hit 90 degrees at my house. And even though I made sure to not go outside and not even open the door, yeah, things still kind of got to me. I had to take it easy. And I still kind of didn't feel very good. So, yeah, I'm still a little bit weird now, today. But, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to have a fun day. I'm going to mess around with some stuff. Hey, is that a flat rock over there? What did I want a flat rock for? Oh, yeah. I was going to decorate a rock. And then, you know, like, leave it somewhere. And maybe bring it back down here or something, right? Maybe paint up a rock and blah, blah, blah. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to head downstream. And this is the part where I need to be a little bit careful and do a little move. Yeah, now we've stepped down. I'm on a rock. Okay. Now I'm going to hop on these rocks. And then I'm on a sandbar, and I'm going to do a double rock hop. One, two, sandbar. All right, we're good. Let's go see what's happening in the creek today. Walking by another potential marmot den. Uh-oh, sun's coming out. There's some tracks here. Can't tell what they are, though. And I hear mourning dove. Mourning doves sound like owls, but they aren't owls. Hey, there's an orange golf ball up here. How did a golf ball get here? This is sort of a weird place for a ball to be. You gotta hit it weird to get. And what is it? Oh my god. Yep, we don't want it. First of all, I was gonna say that's weird. It's one of those realistically faded. Oh, there's a ball down there. One of those realistically faded balls. One of those orange nitros. So I think what these are just not sun fast, and these get left out in the sun. They fade. They look like a real orange. This one's been hit by a lawnmower. That's why it's in this weird spot. It was hit by the lawnmower up on the golf course. It's got a big chunk taken out of it. And I'm going to throw it in the water. Kersploimp. There's something down there orange too, but it looks like we're not going to be able to get that unless we climb up the other side of the bank and go down. Let's go see what it is before we decide if we need to retrieve this ball or not. Because is it an orange? Is it a red? I can't tell. Uh-oh, sun's coming out. What do we got up here? See, I'm up on the opposite bank now. The ball's down in the mud on the other side. Yeah, it's like a red Callaway or a red Srixon or something. All right, can I actually tell what it is from here? Yeah, it's Callaway. Red Callaway. A difficult retrieval. I would have to go to the other side of the creek. Although, it might not be all that difficult if I just go down there. We'll think about it. Do I need that red golf ball? No, I sure as hell don't. I got more reds than anything. Well, that's not true. Got more yellows. Well, actually, I think I've got the most white golf balls. Why do I have white golf balls and I don't even pick them up? I don't know. It wasn't always this case. And, there's a white golf ball over there. I'm seeing golf balls on the other side of the creek and not on this side, the correct side. Walking around the giant tree now. Oh, yada. Sun is coming out. This is not good. Go back behind the clouds, sun. Is there something in the water up here? Some kind of dude? Why do I see ripples in the water? Maybe. Oh, yeah. We got a ducky up there. Yeah. Hi, Mr. Duck. It's a mallard. And he's down there and he can see me now. Is he alone? That's kind of unusual. Shouldn't there be a female with him? Where's the female? Is she hiding somewhere? I just can't see her. All right, I'm looking down there by my ducky friend. I came around the tree and he's kind of swimming away. There's some white golf balls down there. There's one right there. There's one right there. I kind of need to go that way, Mr. Duck. There's a squirrel on a log trying to get a drink of water. That's cool too. Well, maybe we should go back and try to retrieve that red... No, we don't need the damn red ball, Tobe. We do not need the red ball. But I don't want to hassle my duck buddy. Because I got to go in his direction. No, we don't have to. Let's not hassle the duck. Let's turn around and go the other way. Let's go back. All right, let's check this area one more time. Looking for golf balls. A lot of that green ivy. It's starting to poke its way up through all the dead leaves. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. I think it's supposed to rain later. I don't know if it's supposed to rain this afternoon or if it's supposed to rain tonight. But something is definitely coming. And that's going to be good. We got to get some rain. Some good rain will give us mushrooms. Okay, and now I'm back to where the red ball is. Yeah, how difficult would it be to get that? Where do I cross the creek? Can I cross the creek down there? Do I have to go back there? Rock hop, mud. What if I either have to go upstream 30 meters or downstream 30 meters to find a place to cross the creek to get to that red ball. And again, how badly do I need it? I don't need it at all. How badly do I want it? Well, I'm telling myself and I'm telling you that I don't want it at all. But if that's the case, why am I still standing here strategizing, figuring out a way to get it? I'm going to have to cross the creek. Then I got to get down into the creek, mud hop, and see that. That's like loam. That's not loam. That's just leaves, decayed leaves. That's going to be soft. I'm going to need a stick. I'm going to... Keep walking, Tobe. Wait, unless that's a green ball in the water over there too, then I will expend effort for green ball. No, that is not a green ball in the water. Not a green ball. Alright, so yeah, apparently I'm just standing here. And that's what we're doing on the show today. I'm just going to stand here. I can hear that morning dove going crazy. He's trying to be very owly, but he is not an owl. All right, so... Is it raining? Why do I see little circles on the water? What am I being hit with? Okay. It is raining. But it's not raining in any kind of measurable manner. There was just a few drops of water that fell out of the sky there for a few seconds, and now it's over. And now I'm being stupid. Now I see an orange golf ball in the water. I'm like, hey, there's an orange golf ball in the water. No, that Tobe, that's the orange golf ball that we just found and threw into the creek. I'm kind of out of it today. I'm not feeling like I'm at my sharpest today. And this is pretty typical of extreme heat. Oh, and I'm just realizing that I'm at a place where I can cross the creek right now. We could go get that red galpa. I can see it down there. Well, we sure as hell don't have anything better to do. Okay, can I actually cross the creek right here? Seems like very soft mud. Oh yeah, no, I think we're good. Hey, there's animal tracks here too. Who crossed the creek here? Oh, that's Mati Prince. Mati Prince. Yeah, I see Mati Prince. Okay, now I got layers of mud on my shoe. Am I going to be able to get up the bank right here? Nope. Too much mud on my shoe. Now that I've scraped the mud off, can I get up the bank right here? Yes. No? Yes. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. I'm now up on the opposite bank of the creek. And I'm now stepping over a giant log. And this is right where the little stick fort is. There's a lot of branches, downed branches, logs, and sticks all leaned up against a tree right here to make a little wigwam. There's a bright green Sharpie right here. I'm walking back downstream, walking past the red golf ball to this spot down here where we can get back into the creek. Hey, what just overflew me? Was that? No. Can I get down in here? Oh, this is gonna be sketch city, but we've come this far, kids. There's no turning back now. All right, back down in the creek. Super muddy. On a rock. Mati footprints. A white golf ball that I'm gonna step on, driving it further into the mud. It's a noodle number 3. Another white golf ball stepping on, driving it further into the mud. It's a vice. Yeah. We got Mati tracks in the mud here. We got ducky tracks in the mud here. And I'm hearing tick, tick, tickety tick sounds in the trees. Does that mean it's raining again? No. And now I can just bend over and pick up this red Callaway number 1 that's not nearly as muddy as I thought it was going to be. Well, isn't that a refreshing surprise? It is a little muddy though. I'm going to hang on to it. There's no good place to wash it off right here. So now I gotta turn around. Look at these Mati tracks. kind of lost my balance and I was going the other way for a second. But now I'm making my way back. I'm picking up a lot of mud on my shoes. Okay. Somebody put their foot here. Can I still use this as a foothold? We're gonna find out. And we're up on the creek, we're good. Up on the bank, we're good. Okay. It's a lot of effort for a red golf ball tub. It wasn't that much effort. I barely expended 4 or 5 calories to get this golf ball. Okay, I think I remembered what I was going to tell you. Is this even important? No. Guess what I had to watch last night for the millionth time. If you guessed The Lords of Synth, you are correct. Alright, this looks like a decent place to get back down into the creek. This is where it gets weird. We gotta change creek sides like three times now. Almost fell. Back in the creek, actually in the creek bed now, again, walking through mud. Yeah, so I don't know what got into me. I had to watch Lords of Synth. So funny. And then what else did I watch? Oh, then I watched a documentary about the Hacienda. An actual documentary, not, you know, 24-hour party people. And that was kind of dry, but it was still kind of good. And what else did I watch? I watched something else. Oh, I listened to some Tangerine Dream. I don't know what it is. But recently, hey, there's weird water movement up here. Is there another duck in the stream or something right here? We got strange ripples in the water. And I see nothing. Huh. Maybe it was just the wind. But yeah, I'm gonna wash this golf ball off. I don't know, I guess I've been thinking about a lot of classic synth music. I don't know if I've ever really told the story of my journey into electronic music, but there we go, that's nice and clean. Whereas I heard a lot of the analog synth music as a child, a lot of the original stuff, and you know, whenever, and then Devo came along, and I liked Devo. Tell people I like Devo, and they say, "Oh, well, then do you like blah blah blah?" You know, other electronic music projects. I think that's how I learned about YMO and Tangerine Dream and Kraftwerk and all the others. Vangelis. But I already knew about Wendy Carlos because it had switched on Bach as a very young child. All right, I got a red ball. Do I want to try to get that orange ball? Because there's a yellow ball right there too. We could have an entire flame set. Yes, yellow, orange, and red. That's the flame set. We're never going to get that orange. We need a weird tool to get it. So anyway, by the time I got a synth, that synth was purely digital. And so I myself kind of went in a digital direction. And it wasn't until much later in life, i.e. now, that it has occurred to me to go analog. Analog is great, it sounds cool. And as a kid working on with my digital synth, I could never figure out why can't I make these sounds of these old guys? Why can't I make these certain sounds that I'm trying to, I can't imitate them, right? So, lately, and when I say lately, I mean in the last couple days, I've been kind of trying to pay more attention and listen to more of the older classical synthesizer music. You know, lots of Tangerine Dream, lots of Klaus Schulze, Marauder, Kraftwerk, and others. Why am I doing this? I don't know. I think I'm looking for inspiration. Because the last time I sat down at my synth and I tried to do something, it sucked. And I said, why am I falling into all these old, terrible habits? And I said, I got to get out of this, need inspiration. And you'll hear the fruits of these labors on a, you know, future episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on a non-radio. But this is the end of the line for me.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Oh.
And then it starts beeping. Beepity beep beep beep. Uh-oh. Sun came out. I gotta get out of here.